radio station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is a special outside broadcast from the stadium in memory of the late Maulana Yusuf Quran that has passed away. Time of the janazah was after Asr. Masjid is the Al-Jamia Masjid and the Kabristan is the Strand Kabristan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily from Allah do we come and to Allah is our return. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana Yusuf Quran Jannatul Firdaus and a high place in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we have Sheikh Riyad Fattah, the first deputy president of the MJC, that will be speaking to us soon, inshallah. And I believe Sheikh is online. Sheikh Riyad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Sheikh, mashallah. Shukran for joining us. A sad day indeed in Western Cape.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You know, we are guided by the ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. And when it comes, it is very heavy. And our deen allows us to be sad at the time when a person passes on. And when it comes to an alim in the category of Maulana Yusuf Quran, then it is like the ulama says that the death of an alim or the loss of an alim is the loss to the world. And one definitely feels that, you feel like that. Maulana Yusuf Quran, being a person you can anytime pop in his office and he would be available to speak to you, give his opinion about a particular thing and so on. And wallahi, every time you walk away from the office of Maulana Yusuf Quran as the Mufti of the MJC, you would have learned something new. You would have shared something new. A man that is so greatly respected and honored. We go from the Western Cape, you go to the other provinces and so on. When Maulana Yusuf Quran has said something, then know verily it is respected by all of the ulama of Africa. You can take that on an international platform. And Maulana Abdul Fattah Kaur informed us that when he traveled Maulana to India, you see how the ulama in India of a great stature, how they humble themselves to Maulana Yusuf Quran. So, yani, today we have indeed, like I said, we've had a great loss. We make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then we also see the legacy that Maulana Yusuf Quran leaves behind in the form of his children and his grandchildren. Maulana Taha Quran, being a person that is a respected alim within the ulama fraternity, another person that when he gives his comment, when he gives an answer to something, it falls to the ears and the heart of the ulama of South Africa and the rest of the world. So yes, in actual fact, maybe I could share a story with you, and that is that when Maulana Yusuf Quran graduated as an alim, he had maintained that as the highest result in when graduating that year. Nobody else could beat him in that result. And when his son Maulana Taha came to the same place of study, he was the one that had beaten his father in the result. So you can see the legacy of Maulana Yusuf Quran in his children, in his family. And then also you see that in the Professor Abdul Salam, his son is a professor at the University of Stellenbosch. So Maulana Yusuf Quran has really left a great legacy. And left a great mark in the Ummah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sheikh Riyad, being the first deputy president of the MJC, speaking on the likes of Maulana Yusuf Karan and the life that he has led here in the Western Cape. And we all know that Maulana Yusuf Karan has passed on. Sheikh Riyad, lastly from your side, we know about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding leaving behind children that can make dua. And today it is evident on one of the occasions where we know that the children left behind by Maulana Yusuf Karan will definitely be able to keep Maulana Yusuf Karan al-Marhum in their duas.
Oh, most certainly. Maulana leaves behind ulama, leaves behind children, grandchildren, hafiz of Quran, children that are close to their deen. It is our dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all as parents to be successful as Maulana Yusuf Karan has been as a parent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
Allah ta'ala grant sabr in the hearts of the family and the loved ones and the friends.
Ameen.
Allah ta'ala grant us all sabr. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Sheikh Riyad Fattah, shukran so much for your time. And may Allah ta'ala accept your du'as.
Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. That was Sheikh Riyad Fattah, first deputy president of the MJC, giving us a tribute on Maulana Yusuf Karan, who has passed on today. The janazah was after Asr. It is currently still happening.